Riparian Blues. 1. Looking down Clyde River. Where two rivers meet, or rather, where the waters of two languages go incoherent, babble, feed back into stream, where the arc of the shoreline shortens. You know, in 20 years, so say the maps, there'll come a rise of forearm's length to grab up at this place where once we thought there were foundations. There are tides, they say, and then there are tides, son. Some nip at heels and call you names under the moon, across the land's aurora, sure, but there are those that swallow language, limb, the years I should have started, gaze up at you from the alluvium with bared teeth when they smile. 3. Onwards, Clyde River. Where two rivers meet, or rather, where we decided there are two rivers and what we call meeting. Water resonating from two sources ends up third ways, cognate into something else. Sometimes, in order to be the third thing, you must first be two first things. So teach salt tides, hardtack, water, and dried pasta. I looked out from the shore into the narrows and saw ice reflecting upwards, flecks of sheet metal untellable from water, peerless from the sun.